Third part, question 65. The number of the sacraments. Article 1. Whether there should be 7 sacraments. The sacraments of the Church were instituted for a twofold purpose, namely, in order to perfect man in things pertaining to the worship of God according to the religion of Christian life, and to be a remedy against the defects caused by sin. And in either way, it is becoming that there should be 7 sacraments. For spiritual life has a certain conformity with the life of the body, just as other corporeal things have a certain likeness to things spiritual. Now a man attains perfection in the corporeal life in 2 ways, first in regard to his own person, secondly in regard to the whole community of the society in which he lives, for man is by nature a social animal. With regard to himself, man is perfected in the life of the body in 2 ways. First, directly, that is, by acquiring some vital perfection. Secondly, indirectly, by the removal of hindrances to life, such as ailments or the like. Now, the life of the body is perfected directly in 3 ways. First, by generation, whereby a man begins to be and to live, and corresponding to this in the spiritual life there is baptism, which is a spiritual regeneration, according to Titus 3:5, by the laver of regeneration, etc. Secondly, by growth, whereby a man is brought to perfect size and strength, and corresponding to this in the spiritual life there is confirmation, in which the Holy Ghost is given to strengthen us. Wherefore the disciples who were already baptized were bidden thus, in Luke 24:49, "Stay you in the city till you be endued with power from on high." Thirdly, by nourishment, whereby life and strength are preserved to man, and corresponding to this in the spiritual life there is the Eucharist. Wherefore it is said in John 6:54, "Except you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you." And this would be enough for man if he had an impassible life, both corporally and spiritually. But since man is liable at times to both corporal and spiritual infirmity, that is, sin, hence man needs a cure from his infirmity, which cure is twofold. One is the healing that restores health, and corresponding to this in the spiritual life there is penance, according to Psalm 40:5, "Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee." The other is the restoration of former vigor by means of suitable diet and exercise, and corresponding to this in the spiritual life there is extreme unction, which removes the remainder of sin and prepares man for final glory. Wherefore it is written in James 5:15, "And if he be in sins, they shall be forgiven him." In regard to the whole community, man is perfected in 2 ways. First, by receiving power to rule the community and to exercise public acts, and corresponding to this in the spiritual life there is the sacrament of holy orders, according to Hebrews 7:27, that priests offer sacrifices not for themselves only, but also for the people. Secondly, in regard to natural propagation. This is accomplished by matrimony, both in the corporal and in the spiritual life, since it is not only a sacrament, but also a function of nature. We may likewise gather the number of the sacraments from their being instituted as a remedy against the defect caused by sin. For baptism is intended as a remedy against the absence of spiritual life, confirmation against the infirmity of soul found in those of recent birth, the Eucharist against the soul's proneness to sin, penance against actual sin committed after baptism, extreme unction against the remainders of sins, of those sins namely which are not sufficiently removed by penance, whether through negligence or through ignorance, holy orders against divisions in the community, matrimony as a remedy against concupiscence in the individual and against the decrease in numbers that results from death. Some, again, gather the number of sacraments from a certain adaptation to the virtues and to the defects and penal effects resulting from sin. They say that baptism corresponds to faith and is ordained as a remedy against original sin, extreme unction to hope being ordained against venial sin, the Eucharist to charity being ordained against the penal effect which is malice, holy orders to prudence being ordained against ignorance, penance to justice being ordained against mortal sin, matrimony to temperance being ordained against concupiscence, and confirmation to fortitude being ordained against infirmity. Article 4. Whether all the sacraments are necessary for salvation. Children are saved by baptism alone without the other sacraments. Necessity of end, of which we speak now, is twofold. First, a thing may be necessary so that without it the end cannot be attained, thus food is necessary for life. And this is simple necessity of end. Secondly, a thing is said to be necessary if, without it, the end cannot be attained most perfectly. Thus, a horse is necessary for a journey. But this is not simple necessity of end. In the first way, that is, simple necessity of end, three sacraments are necessary for salvation. Two of them are necessary to the individual, baptism simply and absolutely, and penance in the case of mortal sin committed after baptism, while the sacrament of holy orders is necessary for the church, since where there is no governor, the people shall fall, Proverbs 11:14. But in the second way, the other sacraments are necessary, for in a sense, confirmation perfects baptism, extreme unction perfects penance, while matrimony, by multiplying them, preserves the numbers in the church.